On September 21, 1938, 14-year-old Richard Holmes saved two neighbors during a hurricane.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
A fierce storm had blown into Rhode Island's Narragansett Bay, flooding neighborhoods along the Warren River near Barrington. Holmes had taken shelter with Ida Kolitz and Grace Monroe, both in their mid-50s. They were in Monroe's house, but the rising waters forced them to flee. Striking out for higher ground, they laboriously waded through the churning water. Tiring quickly, Monroe lagged behind, then stopped, clinging to a wooden post in water 4 feet deep. Holmes, a 10th grader, struggled 20 yards back to her. When a broken section of boardwalk drifted by, he climbed onto it and then helped the exhausted woman onto the makeshift raft. Kolitz alternately swam and drifted back to them. For over an hour, all three hung onto the raft as the fierce storm winds pushed the surge 10 feet deep. Fearing the women wouldn't survive the night, Holmes decided to set off for help. Swimming and drifting, he managed to make it 100 yards through a wooded area and another 100 yards across a flooded field until he reached wadeable water, where he hailed rescuers who saved the two women.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.